Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of the Pitching Pens podcast. Today's main idea of the episode will be looking at the mistakes properly. One thing about mistakes is that you look at them as a negative effect of art at first. You know, like you see something bad gone, like you see something gone wrong with your art, and you're confused, you're angry. But let me tell you something. Mistakes are great, okay? You learn from them, and you know how to do things better from them, as long as you take the time to at least improve yourself. Sure, they may not be apparent at first, but they're still there. Mistakes are everywhere. And if you don't notice them, somebody can notice them and point them out to you. And then, after that, you can improve from that. All right, let me give you a little personal insight so you can believe me with this, okay? So, the thing is, back last year, I was drawing, of course, and for some reason, I kept making my necks too large, too long. And I couldn't notice that until someone pointed it out to me, and I was like, what? Huh? I actually looked at it for a second and noticed that there was something wrong here. And so from that one person's observation, I was able to make my art that much better. And of course, you know, mistakes, negative, usually. They're looked at as negative. And that's not how you should look at them. You should not look at them as negative, all right? You see something went wrong, you just go with it, all right? And, like, the thing with being an artist is you look back on your earlier pieces, maybe like a week ago, and you see what went wrong, but nobody else does, but it just irks you. But, you know, if you see that, and you have the ability to notice your mistakes, that is a power. That is a power that you can use, okay? You can use that to better your art. You can use that to better your life. Mistakes are good. They are truly good. All right? You know, the usual mistakes with art are usually anatomy, because you know the human body is so ridiculously particular and it's so intricate, and I completely can't understand it very well. My mistakes with art, as I noticed, I'm trying to work on, are my legs. They are never the same length as each other, which just doesn't make sense. But I keep pushing off as perspective, and that's another thing. All right. So instead of blaming it on something else, you know, it's your fault. All right. Usually it's your your artistic ability at the point. All right. Instead of saying it's your style, no, it's not your style. It's just the mistake that you made. And it's probably not that bad, but still, you know, we all make mistakes. And see, I just made a mistake there, and I just realized that, well, I'm stupid for thinking that, right? It's, you know, just an artistic mistake. You know, but if something went terribly wrong, and, like, this piece turned out awful, you don't even know why you tried. But that's the thing. You did try. You did. And that's the good thing. You tried to make art. You tried to make art. And you did it. You made the art. You did it. Good job. You know, and that's all that matters. You did it. You're improving. You know, even with just making a crappy drawing, you could be improving something about it. You know, you could be doing the hair better. You could be doing eyes better. You could be doing noses better. You could be doing just something better. You know, you won't even realize it until you actually see it, and later on you're gonna like think, oh my gosh, like this terrible drawing that I did actually improved in some way. Like, you know, decisions that change the way you draw can be made at any time. All right, like a work ethic choice can be changed at any time. You know, you can use this tool properly, you can use this command on a computer differently, and that's the beauty of it. You know, you don't realize this until you've seen it, And that's how art mistakes are. You don't, you probably never realize it until you've seen it a million times. And you've looked at it and you just think it's not good enough. But the thing is, you tried. And that's the best thing. You tried. Okay? Like, it's like incredible how just something crappy can turn into gold. At least in your mind. Like an instant. It's incredible. So that's all I have to say on that matter. I'll probably mention it sometime later. What I did throughout the week, art-wise, I didn't upload last week. You probably noticed that. It was Memorial Day weekend. I've been busy doing stuff like that. I've been really busy this week. But I have gotten quite a few pieces done, maybe like 3 or 4 full body pictures, you know, that kind of stuff, fun stuff. You know, and I did make a mistake in one of them that I soon realized was I used a little too much black on one girl's outfit, and her hair was black, so it kind of washed out the picture a little bit. Granted, the entire idea of the picture was supposed to be washed out, but, you know, it just made it hard to look at in an instance. But, you know, I do know to improve that now. And that's one good thing about mistakes. What I've been enjoying through the week, I have been watching Urusei Yatsura. It's gigantic. It's a 80s anime, and it's really just for shits and giggles pretty much, but it's really fun. You know, it's just something to enjoy. You know, a little lunchtime, something to watch during lunch. What I plan on getting accomplished this week. So I've had this idea of another animation. I did finish that snake animation. I'm meaning to post that eventually, but I really don't know how to export things properly on Animate. But yeah, I've had an idea for this cute little animation of a little anime girl, you know. Don't really have time for it right now, but once school's over, I will get on that, because then I have the entire 3 months to myself and to my artwork. And that's what I love about summer. I can improve so much just because I have so much time to draw. Either that, I'll just spend most of my time playing my new PS3. I don't know. Today's music recommendation is Foreign by Manami. It's a nice little piece. It's pretty high energy. You know, you can always check my Instagram page and see my SoundCloud playlist and my Linktree. That's where most of my songs come from. Not my songs, but, you know, the things I recommend. That's where most of them come from, my playlist, if you just want to do that. Most of them are on SoundCloud. You can just look at that. You know, I've been listening to Lionel Richie. And yeah, you know, don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's all I have to say today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Pitching Pens Podcast. I'll catch you next time.